Saturday Night Theater.
We present Basil Jones, Betty Bascom, Jane Wenham, and Anthony Hall in Flare Path by Terence Rattigan, adapted for radio by Kenneth Morgan. Flare Path. Milchester was just a small, sleepy Lincolnshire market town until the bomber station was built there 2 years previously. On the outskirts of the town, there's a hotel called the Falcon, which faces across the road to the aerodrome. It's a modest country hotel in which two or three members of the RAF are at present staying. The swing doors leading out onto the road are opened, and a man of about 35, very correctly dressed in country attire, comes in carrying a suitcase.
Yes? What can I do for you?
I'd like a room, dear.
Single or double?
Single.
Quite impossible, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Finished your tea, Countess?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mrs. Eric.
What about a double?
Oh, you said you wanted a single.
Yes, but if you haven't got a single, I'd like a double.
I'm sorry, we're full right up.
Well, then why did you give me the choice of asking for a single or a double?
Well, you might have been a married couple.
I might have been a sultan and full harem, but I don't see that makes any difference. If you haven't got a room, you haven't got a room, have you?
No. We haven't got a room.
Heavens, what a...
Why, it's...
I beg your pardon?
You're Peter Kyle, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm afraid...
Oh, no, you wouldn't know me. I saw Light of Love in Milchester only yesterday. Isn't it funny?
Yes, it is. It's over 2 years old now, Light of Love.
Oh, we only get the old ones in Milchester. Well, I never. This is a thrill.
It wasn't a good picture either, I'm afraid.
I always think you're good.
I'm so glad. How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? My name's Doris. I won't tell you the other name because you'd never be able to pronounce it. Mm-hmm. You came over here to arrange about your new picture, didn't you? I read all about it.
Yes.
And you're giving all your salary to the Red Cross. Oh, I do think that's fine. Of course, you're English, aren't you?
By birth, yes, but I've been an American citizen for the last 7 years.
Well, well. Peter Kyle, would you believe it? Drifting into the old Falcon just like that and asking for a room.
And not getting it.
Oh, don't you worry about that, the idea.
Mrs. Oates?
Yes?
Don't you know who this gentleman is? Huh?
No, I thought I told
look,
you that
look
I had...
Look at him carefully and then tell me if you don't recognize him.
No, can't say I do.
Oh, look again. Look at him side view, then you'll see.
I think I'd better tell you my name straight away, otherwise this might go on all night. I'm Peter Kyle.
Peter Kyle?
Oh, yes, you know, the film actor.
An actor?
Well, he's very famous. So please, Mrs. Oakes, do try and fix him up if you can.
How long did you want to stay?
Just this one night.
Oh, just the one night. Well, Countess, seeing that the gentleman is a friend of yours, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, that's terribly kind of you.
Now, let me see. I could put a bed up for him in the attic, only I don't like to do that because of firebombs.
Well, I don't mind it.
Well, yes, but I do. Don't want my hotel burnt down.
But I'm not particularly inflammable.
Possibly not, but the bed is. Dinner's at 7:30.
I don't think she likes me.
Oh, no, I'm sure she does. It's only that we get so few civilians around here. We're all Air Force here, you know. I suppose you came to see someone up at the station.
When you say you're Air Force, does that mean you work at the aerodrome?
Oh, no. I'm no wife. I haven't got the figure for it. No, my husband's a pilot.
A fighter pilot?
Oh, no. Bombers. Wellingtons. You must have seen them when you passed the aerodrome.
I'm not very good about aeroplanes.
Aircraft.
Oh.
Yes, he's second pilot in a Wellington, my Johnny. Oh, do tell me about Hollywood. Do you know Carmen Miranda or Bing Crosby? Just a minute.
What are they?
Sterling's experts. They're four engine aircraft anyway. Probably from Shepley, been on a day raid most likely. Boys on earth. Tell me, did you meet Carmen Miranda or Bing Crosby?
I've never met Carmen Miranda, but I know Bing Crosby fairly well.
Fancy. Whatever's he like? Oh, I suddenly thought, you must know Mrs. Graham, Teddy Graham's wife, Patricia Warren, the actress, you know. She was in a play of yours in New York. She's staying here.
Really?
Do you remember her?
Yes, yes, I do.
She won't half be surprised when she sees you. She went up for a nap. Shall I call her down?
Oh, no, please don't. I'll see her later anyway.
She's only been here since yesterday morning. It's the first chance she's had of coming to see her hubby. The play she was acting in London only came off last week. He's just been made captain of a Wellington, too. She's as proud of him. It's a treat to see them together. It is, really.
I feel it's time for a drink. Can I get you one?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Kyle. I have a gin and lime. There's a bell by the door. That one there.
Thank you.
Evening, Candace.
Oh, hello, Dusty.
Put in the wallet anywhere.
I don't think she's come yet, Dusty. She was coming by bus, wasn't she?
Yeah, 4:25 from Lincoln, so she should have been here 20 minutes ago. Oh, excuse me.
We were just going to have a drink. Will you join us?
Thank you, sir. I don't mind.
I've rung the bell, but nothing seems to happen. Well, tell me, what does AG stand for?
Air Gunner. Tail End Stew, that's me.
What's it like being a tail end stew?
Oh, not so bad. Gets a bit cold sometimes.
A bit cold is an understatement, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. It depends, really. Some nights it's all right. Other nights you come down and you've got to get a bloke with a hammer and chisel to get you up to sleep.
Anybody ring?
Yes, I rang. I want a gin and lime. And what's yours, Sergeant?
A beer, please, sir.
A beer and a whiskey and soda.
There's no whiskey.
Well, then I'll have a gin and tonic.
There's no tonic.
Bring me a pink gin.
Here, you can have it.
Good.
You don't know who this gentleman is, do you, Dusty?
No, I can't say I do.
It's Peter Kyle.
Cough.
What's your name, Sergeant?
Miller, sir.
I'm glad to meet you.
Peter Kyle. Well, I'm a monk. Do you know Dorothy L'Amour?
No, I can't say I do.
Oh.
Drink, Gork.
Oh, good. Thank you. There you are. And keep the change.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
There's nothing on tonight, is there, dear?
Not so far as I know. Oh.
Tinkety-tonk, Mr. Carl.
Good health.
Hello, Johnny Ducks. You're early.
Hello, darling.
Is Teddy with you?
He puts car garage. I ring for drinks.
Evening, sir.
Good evening.
Johnny, I want you to meet a very famous man.
Pardon?
Very famous man. Film star. Understand? Oh. Peter Kyle.
Oh, yes. Yes, please.
How do you do?
And he's sweet and he kicks his heels. He's having English lessons up at the station, aren't you, Johnny Duck?
Please?
English lessons, sir. Your wife says you're having English lessons.
Oh. Oh, yes. English lessons. I love much. How are you today, Mrs. Brown, please? The Eiffel Tower is tallest building in the world.
World, Johnny, world, not world.
World.
Good evening, Count.
Good evening, Mrs.
You will be in to dinner, I presume? And you will be staying the night? No early breakfasts or late suppers?
No, please. Tonight, I stay with my wife.
So not stay, stay. Tonight, I stay with my wife.
Good.
Oh, Mrs. Oakes, thanks. It's all right about that double room for tonight, isn't it?
Yes, you've got number two. Do you want to go up now?
No, thanks. The wife's not come yet. Should have been here near an hour ago. Just like her, I will say.
She'll turn up, you'll find.
Hello, Doris, my beautiful. How's every little thing? Evening, Sergeant. Where's the wife?
Don't know, sir. Gone off course a bit, looks like.
Well, you tell me our navigation was pretty ropey.
It's lousy. If you don't come soon, I'll post her as missing. Believe got in the wrong bus.
I should. Johnny, you clot. What about that beer you were going to get me?
I not forget. I run.
Good Lord. It's not Peter Kyle, is it?
Yes, it is, Teddy. It really is. Isn't it wonderful?
Parker Jen,
sir.
Good Lord, I say. I mean, good Lord. I say, I'm most awfully glad to meet you, sir, and all that.
Must you call me sir?
Oh, I suppose not. I mean, Peter Kyle. Well, well, well. Good Lord. You must know Pat. That's my wife, Patricia Warren. She was, or she still is. I mean, she still uses the name and all that. Pat! Pat, you upstairs?
Hello, Teddy. I heard you come in.
Oh, come on down. There's something down here that's going to shake you considerably.
Oh? Just coming.
I say, I suppose you do know her. I mean, she was in a play of yours, you know, a tiny part, but she shoots a line about your having been very kind to her and all that.
Does she? Yes, I remember her well.
Hey, look, you go there, under the stairs, so she won't see you when she comes
down.
Oh,
no, I...
You
are
silly. Oh, look out.
What's all this about my being sick?
Nothing, darling, just to get you to come down.
Oh, hello, Johnny. Good evening, Doris.
This is Sergeant Miller, my tail gunner. A very bad type.
He doesn't look it. How do you do? It's funny the loose way you Air Force people use your slang. For instance, to shake someone or to be shaken seems to cover anything from crashing in flames to seeing a caterpillar. Or something.
Hello.
Hello?
Well, darling, are you shaken or are you shaken? Now, be honest.
I'll be honest, I'm shaken.
Excuse me, Mrs. Graham.
Thanks, lovely. Which of these is for me?
As a matter of fact, I didn't...
Teddy, you don't mean to tell me you've left me out. I'll have a pink gin.
Another pink gin, Percy?
Yes, sir.
Come on, everybody.
When did you arrive?
Only a few minutes ago. Just fancy Peter Kyle blowing into the old Falcon just like that. You should have seen my face.
Yes. Well, what's the news from the aerodrome, Teddy?
Nothing much. Matter of fact, it's been a quiet day, hasn't it, Sarge?
Pretty quiet, sir.
Sterling Force landed a few minutes ago. You probably saw it.
Well, the Countess and I saw it.
Oh, don't call me Countess, please, Mr. Kyle. Or if you do, give me my full name, which is Countess Skrzydzinski.
Your drink, Mrs. Graham.
Oh, thank you.
Hell of a dual keel this afternoon.
Come here, Percy. Who told you that?
Well, just come through at 6 o'clock.
Oh. Laughs on me.
Hell of a do it must have been. Plennings, Wimpies, Halifaxes and Stirlings. We lost 17. Shot down 22 of theirs, though.
17? Not too good. I reckon the squadron's done pretty well up to now to keep out of these daylight dudes, don't you?
You're telling me.
I have wish to go on these daylight dudes.
You mean you don't have wish?
No, no. I do have wish. I have wish to see my bombs to fall.
I see what you mean, Johnny, old boy.
I want another drink.
Good Lord, you haven't finished that one already.
Mm-hmm.
Percy! What were you drinking, Mrs. Graham?
Thank you, Mr. Carl. It was a pink gin.
A pink gin for Mrs. Graham and the same again for the others?
Yes, sir.
Just as well we got tonight at home, eh, Dusty?
Oh, wouldn't put it past them to send us out now. They've done it before.
Dusty's the world's prize moaner. He even moaned to me over the intercom because he'd shot down a Messerschmitt. You tell him about it, Dusty.
No, Mr. Graham, sir, please, not now.
Oh, do tell us, Sergeant.
Oh, it's nothing, Mum, really. Mr. Graham's told it's only I shot down a Messerschmitt, I think.
What do you mean you think? Tell him, Dusty.
Well, they'll think it's a line, sir.
Why don't you tell the story, Teddy?
No, I didn't see it. We were stooging along over the Dutch coast somewhere, and suddenly I heard Dusty's voice over the intercom saying, "Hello, skipper. Tail calling. ME-110's just been at us. Sod's gone into the drink on fire. Over." Gone is the operative word.
You did shoot at it, though, didn't you, Dusty?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I shot at it, all right. The bright moon there was. I saw it as clear as I'm seeing you. He opened up about 500 yards with his cannons, and I've got him in me sight, and he's getting bigger all the time. And I press the triggers, and there's a ruddy great glow all of a sudden, and down he goes into the drink, turning and twisting. I thought, crikey.
That's not what I'd have thought.
Oh, first time I'd ever seen the Messerschmitt, and down he goes. Just like that.
Good show, Dusty. You'll get another beer for that. Here you are.
Oh, thank you, sir. Hello, Maudy.
Hello, Dave.
Got on the wrong bus, did you, Maudie?
You set the Skillingwater bus, Dave.
Yes, that's right. 4:25 from Lincoln.
Well, I went to Skillingwater and you weren't there.
Oh, Maudie, I didn't tell you to go to Skillingwater. You should have got off at Milchester.
You said the Skillingwater bus, Dave.
Yes, but the Skillingwater bus goes through Milchester. You should have got off at Milchester.
You never said nothing about Milchester. you don't look very well, Dave. Have you been getting those backaches?
Here, Maudie, you have to register. You sign your name here.
Because if you have, I've brought that medicine you left behind last leave, the one your doctor gave you.
All right, Maudie, here's where you sign. Here.
So she got into base at last, Dusty?
Yes, sir. Brought her in on the beam.
How'd you do, Mrs. Miller?
Oh, well, this is Flight Lieutenant Graham, Maudie. You know, the one I was telling you about. He's me skipper.
Pleased to meet you.
How do you think he's looking?
A bit peaky. I told him. I think he must be getting those backaches.
If you'll excuse us, sir, we'll be nipping upstairs.
I'll see you both later.
Here, let's have your case.
The man at Skillingwater said I should have caught the 445 from Lincoln.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. The 425's all right if you've done what I told you.
He said the 445 don't go through Skillingwater at all. And all I had to do was to change into a Milchester bus at Windover. You did say the Skillingwater bus,
Dave. All right,
Bobby,
all right.
The henpecked hero.
Oh, Dusty's not hand-pet, believe me. I bet he gives as good as he gets. Shall we go upstairs, Johnny Ducks? I must tidy up a bit and dinner's quite soon, and you'll want a shave.
Please?
Shave, dear.
Oh, yes. Not shave this morning. Very pricky.
Prickly, Dusty.
Perhaps he meant pretty.
He meant prickly, and he's right. I don't like my beautiful going about looking like no porcupine. Come on, Johnny. Upstairs.
Yes. Excuse, please. I must go up to my room where I will shave. Terrific, Johnny. Well done.
That was good. Shall I say him?
Yes, my goodness, but that wasn't it. It's
like you. Talk about henpecking. Johnny's rules her old count to the rod of iron.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I said Doris rules her old count with a rod of iron.
Yes. I feel awfully sorry for him.
Why, Doris is all right.
Yes, she seems charming, only, well, of course, the baby doubts that he doesn't speak any English.
Well, even if he didn't speak a word of English, I don't think he'd run any risk of mistaking Doris for the Duchess of Dillwater.
No, I suppose not.
Well, I'm going to have a bath before dinner. I'm sure you two are longing to get down to a nice theatrical gossip party.
Well, we'll have quite a lot to talk about, I expect.
I bet you will. All about Angel Fanny and Sweetie Pie Cyril. Oh, darling, can I borrow your eau de cologne?
Yes, but don't take too much. It's absolutely priceless.
I'm going to pour it on with a bucket.
If I can't look like the screen's great mother, at least I can smell like a glamour boy. Go on.
He's nice. But what a baby. Darling, don't look angry. Please.
Angry? Oh, Lord, what an idiot you are.
I don't think I've done anything so wrong in coming down to face the music.
Face the music? Ah, beautifully Hollywood. What was your idea to get Teddy alone and say, I love your wife?
If you must know, yes.
How did you visualize the scene after that? Was it like your last film when you let Spencer Tracy knock you down and saved each other's lives just before the fade-out? Oh, and you called Teddy a baby.
I'm sorry, but I've never been able to see why you should have to do the telling alone.
Because this isn't a film, and there's no need for you to worry about whether you're playing a sympathetic part.
You're being rather brutal.
I'm trying to be.
Darling. This hasn't made any difference, has it?
Of course it hasn't made any difference.
You'd much better let me tell him. Look, I can explain.
I'm the one to tell him. The only one, Pete. Sorry, Peter. Oh, darling. I'm hating all this, you see.
I know. Are you sure I can't help?
No, I'm afraid you can't. Nobody can.
What are you going to tell him?
Everything.
Starting way back.
Way back. Since way back, I suppose.
April 27th, 1938.
You always did have a date complex.
So did you. What about our celebrations on the 27th of every month? You can't have forgotten them.
15 altogether.
I wish you'd told him that part of it when you married him. Then it wouldn't be so difficult now. Oh, you were a fool to run out on me, weren't you?
You were a fool to let me go.
Well, I couldn't very well have stopped you, could I?
Well, you could have come over here a bit sooner than you did. I couldn't go to you until after the war. Well, a letter would have been rather nice.
Well, I was making a big experiment, darling. You know that, trying to live without you. It wasn't a success.
Nor was mine.
When you married Teddy, how much did you feel for him?
Oh, I don't know, Pete. Well, he didn't give me much chance. He was on a week's leave, and we were married before he went off to his squadron. What the papers would call a whirlwind wartime romance.
But now you do know, don't you?
Yes. I know now.
Tell me then. How much do you feel for him now?
I'm horribly jealous of him, you know that.
I'd be angry if you weren't. You can't know anyone as well as that without feeling something. Something rather strong.
There's not much to do.
Not much, but... Well, what there is... Well, just terribly nice. But in the sense that you mean, I don't feel anything for him at all.
That's true, isn't it, Pat?
Yes. It's true.
You won't run out on me again, will you?
I'll tell Teddy tonight. Oh, ring the bell, Peter. I want another drink.
Why didn't you tell him last night?
Well, there was a party. They were all very sweet, and they all had gallons of beer, and they all sang songs. Very bawdy, most of them. And finally, two or three of them passed out like logs.
What about Teddy? Did he pass out, too?
Yes, I had to put him to bed, poor lamb.
Charming for you.
No, it wasn't. I mean, it was, rather.
No, it couldn't have been.
Oh, I don't know. I quite enjoyed it. Well, perhaps it was because I was so relieved that I hadn't got to tell him.
You rang?
Yes, Percy. I want the pink gin for Mrs. Graham.
Phew, that's a thought, isn't it?
Yes, Percy. That is the third.
Phew.
Hey, Percy.
You bought, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
Yes, sir?
Get me a beer.
Okay, Flight Lieutenant Graham, sir.
Hey. You've been very quick.
But I smell gorgeous. Smell.
Gorgeous.
Smell, Pat.
Gorgeous, Teddy.
Well, I think I'll go up now. Haven't even seen my room yet.
Did you have a nice being, you two?
Yes, thank you, Teddy. Oh, do you mind me calling you Teddy?
Good Lord, no. It's an honor.
An honor? Thank you, Teddy.
Nice bloke, considering.
Considering what?
He's an actor.
Oh, thank you for the comment on my profession.
Oh, darling, don't be a clerk. I didn't mean you. Actors are funny blokes. They never seem to be themselves. They only worry about what sort of effect they're having on other people.
Well, they act, in other words.
I suppose that's it. Oh, thank you, Percy.
Thank you, Mr. Graham.
I bet they even act in the bathroom. Don't you agree, darling?
Well, not altogether.
Oh, well, perhaps you're right. Cheers, darling.
Cheers.
I say that went down the hatch pretty quick, didn't it?
Teddy.
Darling, I've just thought. Talking about actors, acting and all that, well, we all act in a way. At least I know I do.
Do you, Teddy?
Yes, I do. I don't mean with you so much. Up in the mess with the blokes. They call me P.O. Prune. He's a character in the training manual. Sort of crazy, good-tempered, half-witted sort of bloke. Well, I kind of act P.O. Prune for them. Yesterday, for instance, I was up on an air test and I saw the CO's car pulling out of the gate, so I put the old wimpy to a dive and beat him up, you know. Pulled out only a few feet above his head and stooged round him. Well, I didn't particularly like doing it, and I had a hell of a strip torn off about it afterwards, but, well, I was being P.O. Prune, you see, and the blokes had a good laugh. Sorry, I'm being a bore.
No, you're not. Go on.
I said, Pat, is there anything the matter?
No, nothing. I'm being an actress, that's all. Teddy.
Yeah?
I've got something I must tell you.
All right. Well, don't look so serious about it. What is it?
No, not here. Shall we go upstairs?
This sounds awful. You look like our CO at his worst. Are you going to send me off a strip?
Oh, don't talk, Teddy, please.
I know. You want me to pay a dress bill.
Oh, don't talk.
Teddy. Thank the Lord I found you.
Hello, Gloria.
Come here quick. Oh, excuse me.
This is my wife, Squadron Leader Swanson, our adjutant. Shocking type.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Graham. Can you spare me your husband for a moment?
Well, is there anything important? We were just going to...
Yes, it is damned important.
Oh, I see. Well, you have to excuse me, darling. We'll go along to our room.
Oh, all right.
What's the idea of marrying a glamour girl? She's far too good-looking for a type like you.
I could marry Garbo if I tried. What's the trouble, Gloria?
You know.
Dan.
Just come through from group.
What time take off?
2200 hours, briefing 1945.
That is a hell of a time to let us know. Who's going, everyone?
No, April Applewell, London, new uncle, and a kite from the Polish squadron. Here's sugar.
Johnny's. What's the job?
Special. Hush, hush. Not exactly a piece of cake, I believe. So what the hell was the idea of pooping off the station like that?
Well, they knew where to find me.
What have you done with your crew?
They're all up at the station, except Miller, the gunner. He's here. His wife's come down, poor bladder. Suppose we can't find a relief for him, can we?
No, it's too late. I gather you brought old Count Kissnacrick down with you.
Yes, he's here.
Well, then you'd better all get cracking. You can use my car.
I'll use my own.
Johnny! Sergeant Miller!
What's the Met report like?
Oh, all right, I think.
What is, please?
Come on down! And sorry, Curtis, no wives.
Oh, I get you. Okay, Jack. You're wanted, Dusty.
What do you know, I'm sorry? Stay there, Morley. I'll be back in a tick.
Oh, we've got some nice, cheerful news for you, boys. It's going to make your evening.
Didn't I tell you this would happen?
You did, Dusty.
We go out tonight?
Yes, Johnny. Take off 22 hours, briefing
1945. Hell of a time to tell us, I must say. Caught us bending proper this time. Crew must be fair busting their stays with laughter.
I bet they are. You all ready, Johnny?
I go upstairs. 1 minute only.
Go and say goodbye to your wife, Dusty. I'm sorry this had to happen. I'll drive you both up. I'll just go and get the car.
Well, I'll follow you later. I'm not going away from here without a drink.
Maudie, I told you to stay in the room.
What's that say?
A bit of bad luck, Maudie. I've got to leave you tonight.
Oh, I've only got one night. Don't go out tonight, Dave.
It's not my doing, old girl. Been a bit of a muck-up at group.
What's group?
Group headquarters, where the orders come from.
Well, why don't you tell them your wife's come down and she's only got one night?
No go, Maudie.
Oh, Dave.
Look, I'll tell you what. After you've had your supper,
oh, but I
and
don't...
a good supper they give you here too, you go up to bed, see, and get some sleep. I'll be back about 4 or maybe 5, and we'll still have some time together. You bust don't go till 1 tomorrow.
All right, Dave. If they tell you you've got to do it, you've got to do it, I suppose. Well, try and get back soon.
Of course I will. I'll be back before you know I'm gone. I've got the best skipper in England, and I'll tell her to step on it tonight.
Oh, Mrs. Miller, I'm terribly sorry about this. It's the cruelest bad luck.
Well, I was asking Dave, Mr. Graham, if it wouldn't do no good to tell this brute that his wife's come down.
I'm afraid not. You see, there wouldn't be time.
Oh, I see. Now, are you going now, Dave?
This minute, Maudie.
Good night, Dave.
Good night, old girl. Now, you do what I told you now and get some sleep.
Goodbye, Dave.
I am most happy. It is 2 weeks we have not go out.
You're a glutton for trouble, aren't you?
Please.
Doesn't matter. Jump in the car, Johnny. I'll follow you.
Yes. I go.
Pat? You're going up to the station, aren't you?
Yes. I got to rush. I just want to say goodbye. I hope this wasn't going to happen while you were here. I'm awfully sorry.
It's a raid, I suppose.
Well, it's not exactly a practice, Stu Tran.
Oh, Teddy, I don't know what to say.
Happy landing? Or just come back?
Come back.
Bye, darling. God willing, I'll be waking you up at 5:30 tomorrow morning. Oh, by the way, whatever it was you had to tell me, that'll have to wait till I get back. I suppose that's all right with you?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's all right with me.
Good. Bye.
Anyone here at 9 o'clock? I was playing darts and Cleve forgot the time.
We've just turned it off. There wasn't anything fresh, I suppose. No pincers or anything.
No, nothing much.
And I don't know. I wasn't listening anyway.
Why don't you all come into the bar? We're having a slap-up, do.
Oh, I don't think so, if you don't mind.
Well, perhaps you're right. The boys are a bit noisy.
No, it's not that.
I know, Duck. Don't have to tell me. There's a full moon tonight. I think I'll just take a look.
You know, I've rather taken to the Countess. What's going to happen to her after the war, I wonder?
Oh, she'll go to Poland with her Johnny. And find herself mistress of an enormous estate with thousands of serfs or mujiks or whatever they are. She'll probably make a big success of it.
Supposing there is an after the war.
Supposing there's a Johnny.
Or supposing he wants to take her.
Yes, that's rather a point, I admit.
I'm afraid that's the point. Our Curtis has a personal interest in the war continuing.
The sirens have just gone in Skillingwater. It's on Hull, I believe. But they may drop a couple on the aerodrome. They do sometimes. Tinkety-tonk, Mrs. Miller.
Tinkety-tonk.
Got my drink, Weeky.
Surely as a matter of idle interest, is there a shelter here?
I don't know.
Listen, are those ours?
No, theirs.
Who are they? How do you know?
Well, I lived in London till we were bombed out. Well,
I live in London too, but I can never tell the difference.
Bomb?
No, guns. You've got a lot to learn.
Superior beast.
Is there anything you'd like, Mrs. Miller? Some coffee or something?
No, thank you, Mrs. Graham.
That's not a very comfortable chair you've chosen. Wouldn't you like to come a bit closer to the fire?
I'm quite comfy here, thank you.
It's rotten luck you're having only the one night.
I'll have a bit of tomorrow before the bus goes.
Do you have to go back?
Oh, only to St. Albans.
Well, can't you possibly stay another night?
Oh, no. I must go to work at 7 o'clock Monday. It's a laundry, you see.
Well, couldn't you ring your people up and explain? I mean, I'll ring them up for you, if you like.
Oh, no, please, you mustn't.
But why not?
Oh, they wouldn't like it. I'd be losing my job, and that'd never do. Now, would it? Besides, I must be at work Monday morning. There's a lot to be done Monday.
I'm sure if you'd let Mrs...
Oh, no, Mrs. Graham. Thank you all the same.
How do you like your work in the laundry, Mrs. Miller?
Oh, it's not bad. I'm new to it, of course.
Oh, you haven't always done that kind of work?
Oh, no, not peacetime, I didn't. I didn't have to work peacetime. Dave had a good job, you see, and we had our own little home in Eccleston Bridge Road. Nice place it was. Of course, it's down now. Dave worked in London Transport. Conductor. Might have been inspector quite soon.
Now he's a rear gunner in a Wellington bomber shooting down Messerschmitt. Didn't you ever find it unreal, what's happening to your husband and yourself?
Unreal? No, I don't see it's unreal. It's happened, isn't it?
Yes, it has.
Mind you, I'm not saying I like him being a gunner. It's not good for him in those turret things. They're wickedly cold. He told me so himself. And he gets horrible backache. He used to get them when he was working on the buses. What I say is there's a war on and things have to be a bit different. And we've just got to get used to it, that's all.
Yes, I see. Very sensible.
Hello, Mrs. Miller, dear. Everything okay?
Yes, thank you for asking.
Nothing you'd like me to get you? Little dinky or anything?
Oh, it's very kind of you, I'm sure, but I won't have a little dinky. Good night, Mrs. Graham.
Good night, Mrs. Miller.
Good night, Mr. Kyle.
Good night.
Oh, by the way, Mrs. Graham, on account of my Dave, it's rather funny about me mentioning his backaches. Please don't say nothing to him about me having told you about them.
All right, Mrs. Miller, I won't say a word.
Good night again.
Good night, Mrs. Miller-Duck. Sleep tight.
Oh, I'd say you're more likely to do that than I am, Countess.
Oh, did you hear that? Oh, I bought that properly, didn't I? Sleep tight. I'll give her sleep tight.
I shouldn't brood on it, so
I suppose she thinks it's common for a countess to have a few drinks with a boy.
As a matter of fact, I know lots of countesses who don't stop at having a few drinks with the boys.
Now you're making fun of me, Mr. Peter Carl, and I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
Now, don't blame me for being a countess. It's not my fault. I didn't want it. I'd much rather be plain Mrs. But Johnny likes people to call me countess, so I've got to let them, see? But don't you be funny about me just because of that.
Well, he wasn't being funny about you, darling.
No, of course I wasn't.
I overheard everything you said about me and my Johnny just now. Oh, I had a personal interest in the war going on.
Oh, I think you misheard me.
Misheard my eye. That's what you said, all right.
Well, if I did, I've no idea what I meant.
I know what you meant. You meant my Johnny's going to leave me flat the minute the war's over. That's what you meant. I'm only all right for him so long as the war goes on. And as soon as it's over and he gets back home, he'll realize he's made an awful muck of marrying me.
Doris, my dear, don't be so idiotic. Even if Mr. Kyle did say that, and he didn't, it doesn't matter because you know perfectly well it isn't true.
I don't know it isn't true. I wish I did. I think it is true.
But I don't want the war to go on just because of that.
No, I never said you did.
Oh, dear. I've kind of made a fool of myself again. Sorry, dear. Sorry, Mr. Kyle. Oh, dear. Peter Kyle. Been longing to meet him all my life, and then when I do, I go and snap his head off.
Oh, well, I really am most terribly sorry if I said anything to make you think...
Oh, for heaven's sake. I've no business to listen anyway. Forget it. Wonder if it's clouding over at all. Turn out the light for a sec, will you, Doc?
Right.
No, it's a lovely night, I'm afraid.
Why afraid?
Well, if the weather was dud, they might call it off. Oh. They won't, sir. There's a lovely moon. What's the time?
9:45.
They haven't lit the flare path yet.
What's the flare path?
Lights in a line so that you can see when they're taking off. You ought to know that, married to a flight luke.
Oh, who's put these lights out?
Oh, it's all right, we'll do it, Mrs. Oates. Will you put the lights on, Mr. Kyle?
Right.
Oh. Well, have they gone yet?
You shouldn't know, they were going at all.
Well, something made them all go back to the aerodrome in an awful hurry. I suppose it could have been an ENSA show. What time are they going to be back? That's all that concerns me.
My guess is that the ENSA show will be over about 5 a.m.
Your guess is as good as anyone's, Countess. Well, will the last one up please turn off the lights? I'm going to bed.
Good night.
Good night.
Cigarette, Beth?
No, thank you, darling.
It's wonderful the way you stage people darling each other. To hear you sometimes, you'd think you were passionately in love. And there's the all clear. Can you hear it?
Yes, I can, just. Oh, good.
Damn. Oh, they wouldn't take off with Jerry overhead. They couldn't light the flare path, you see. Of course, sometimes old Jerry hangs about the aerodrome for hours and they don't know he's there. Then just when they've lit the flare path and the boys are taking off, or coming in more likely... He'll swoop down on them and shoot them up. You're a sitting target when you're coming in, so Teddy says. And you're dead beat, probably, and thanking God you've got back, and then suddenly... Filthy trick, I think. Of course we do the same over on their aerodrome. What's the time, Mr. Kyle? Sorry to keep troubling you.
9:50.
I think I'll go watch the takeoff from my room. You'll see better from up there. It won't be for a bit yet, of course. Good night.
Good night.
Sorry, Mr. Kyldak.
Please.
Please. You sound like my Johnny. If there's anything you want in the middle of the night, Pat, dear, you can't sleep or anything. Don't worry about waking me up. I'll be quite glad to have the company. Night,
sir. Oh, damn it. What right is she to go listening at doors? It wouldn't have been so bad if she didn't know it was true.
Pat, don't bully me if I say something to you, will you?
No, darling.
Well, I'm getting old, Pat.
Old? And you're 39.
39 when you left me. 41 now. Not old, really. Just a nice, ripe, fruity middle age. Perfectly all right if I were a good enough actor to play middle-aged parts.
But you are.
The studio doesn't think so. After my next picture, I'm out. Oh, well, it's not only that, Pat. And this will sound funny, I suppose, if you happen to look at it like that. It's the war, you see. I don't understand it, Pat. You know that. Democracy, freedom, rights of men. I can talk glibly about them. And they don't mean anything. Not to me. All I know is my own little private world is going. Well, it's gone, really. So, you see, I do... Oh, what with one thing and another, I do happen to need you.
Yes, you do, Peter. I'm glad that you do.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Hello. Oh, Mrs. Graham, eh? I thought I'd find you up.
Oh, good evening, Squadron Leader. This is Peter Kyle, Squadron Leader Swanson.
Hello.
Oh, yes, you're the actor type, aren't you?
Waiting up for takeoff, eh? Well, it won't be long now. And after they've gone, take my advice, you toddle off to bed and get some sleep. As a matter of fact, I'm not much good as a comforter on these occasions. I get so damn nervous myself.
You're not flying tonight yourself?
Oh, Lord, I don't fly. Look, nothing up here. Just an old wingless wonder. Adjutant. Combination nurse and maid of all work to the station. No business in the Air Force at all, really. I want to be in the army like I was in the last war. Well, this chair's going to be my bed for tonight.
It isn't your room I've taken, is it?
Lord, no. I sleep up at the station as a rule. But when the boys are out of the job, I like to be up when they come in. And I can't trust that fool of a batman to wake me. It's warmer down here, too.
It's not an awfully good fire.
Oh, it'll burn up. I'll put some more wood on it. Teddy calls me Gloria, you know. No respect for senior rank. Shocking.
Mrs. Graham, are you going to take the squadron leader's advice, or are you going to wait up? If you are, I'd be very happy to...
I'll go to bed. I think it's better.
I see. Well, good night, Patricia.
Good night.
Good night.
You've been married a year or so now, haven't you, Mrs. Graham?
Just under a year.
Well, he's damn lucky, if I may say so. Oh, by the way, I knew I had something to show you. Mm-hmm. Some joker put this in the mess suggestion book, and I copied it out. Thought it might amuse you. Read it out.
Suggested that Flight Lieutenant Graham shall in future be permitted to mention his wife's name not more than 10 times per diem, and that on each subsequent mention of the said wife's name, to wit, Patricia or Pat, Paddy, Paddykins, and... other such nauseating diminutives, over and above the allotted 10 times per diem, Flight Lieutenant Graham shall forfeit to all officers within hearing a pint of beer.
You see, basically everyone in the mess has signed it, even little Tinkerbell, the signals officer, who dies of fright if you speak to him.
Thank you.
No, you keep it. I thought it might be fun for you to have with all the names on it. Turn off the light. There's the flare path, you see? Those little points of light. That's one taking off now. Oh, there's one off, thank God. It's a hellish tricky business taking off on a night like this with no wind and a full load of bombs. Hellish tricky. Worse than landing. Here's the next, just starting his run.
Which is Teddy?
Oh, you can't tell. They don't take off in any particular order. There are only 4 aircraft flying tonight. A Apple, L London, U Uncle, and that's Teddy, and S Sugar from the Polish squadron. Next one's coming up. Hello. What's that? First one seems to be circling round up there. Can you hear him?
No. Do you think it might be a germ?
Well, I hope it's not. There is one circling round up there. Ah, there he goes, the next one. You see that dark shape?
His engines are on fire.
Oh, no, that's the exhaust. Always looks like that. You can see it miles away. Useful to night fighters. Good boy. Nice takeoff. One more to go. Ah, here he comes. See him?
Yes, I see. First, they turned out the flare path. They're bombing the aerodrome. He calls the germ.
Brakes, will you? Brakes, don't take off. Put the lights on.
I can't find the switch. I can't find the switch.
It's on the left of the door over the bell.
Milchester 2-3.
What happened?
An aircraft crashed or was shot down, taking off.
It's not safe, is it?
We don't know, dear. The squadron leader's finding out for us.
Hello? Pull me through to control now. Squadron leader Swanson. Hello, Mary. Swanson here. Yes, I saw it. What happened? Oh, no, of course not. But at least you'll know which aircraft it was. Yes. I see. All right. The crashed aircraft is a Apple.
Dave?
No, dear. We're all right.
L London, you uncle, that's Teddy's, and S Sugar are all airborne.
and are now on their way.
Johnny, I'm almost sure. I recognize the engine.
That's absurd, my dear Countess, if you don't mind my saying so. All Wellingtons sound alike.
Not to me, they don't.
There's one of them there.
Good morning, Mrs. Graham. Yes, it's the second to come in. The first one landed about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, it must have been asleep. Is either one of them Tevis?
Oh, we don't know yet. I don't like to keep on ringing up ops.
We'll know soon enough anyway.
Oh, may I have the curtains drawn, please? I want to switch on the lights.
It's still blackout, I suppose.
Yes, it's blackout until 5:52. Now, let me see. Flight Lieutenant Graham, Flying Officer Count Skridovinsky, Sergeant Miller. That'll be five with you, Countess. I'm afraid I can't provide for casuals like you, Squadron Leader.
Oh, that's all right. I'm going home anyway as soon as they come. Cigarette?
I'm smoking, thank you.
I won't wake Mrs. Miller up. I peeped into her room as I came past, and she was sound asleep.
Can I help you?
Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. Graham. I can manage very well.
Do you always do this yourself?
Well, I haven't got 500 servants, Mrs. Graham, and the ones I have got wouldn't stay long if I made them work at this time in the morning.
There's one more to come in yet, isn't there?
Yes, Ducky.
Five places for breakfast. Oh, how horribly smug and complacent it looks.
After flying all night, they've got to have something to eat when they come back.
Supposing they don't come back.
Poor ducky. This is the first time you've been here for a do, isn't it?
A do? Oh, God. How I hate all this polite Air Force understatement.
So come and sit over here, Mrs. Graham. Quite a good fire, you know, thanks to me.
Yes, I think I will. I'm sorry. I didn't sleep much. You didn't sleep at all, either of you.
Oh, I went off now and then. Didn't I, Squadron Leader?
You snored once.
Oh, I didn't. You fibber. I never snored in all my life.
I wish I understood how. You're very brave.
All right, here's one of them. Bet you'll be hungry.
Morning, all.
Teddy?
Put in a car away, ma'am. Cool. Give me a bit of that fire. Oh, morning, sir.
Morning, Sergeant. Good trip?
Proper muck up from beginning to end.
Oh? Is sugar back yet?
Not yet, Countess.
You and L. London are back then. You were the first to land, I suppose.
Yes, sir, about half an hour ago. Yeah, what about our apples? Shook us considerable, that did.
You saw the crash?
Yes, I was in Natal, you see, sir. I called up the skipper and we circled round her for a bit. Oh, what a blaze. Nobody got out, did they, sir?
One man was thrown clear. Navigator.
Oh, Ginger Walsh, that is. Good old Ginger. Is he hurt bad?
They think he'll recover.
Oh, trot along and see him tomorrow. How's the wife been behaving herself, Countess? Okay.
Okay, Dusty. She went up to bed early and she's still asleep.
Oh, this fire, then I'll feel good on my behind.
Hello, Prune. Trust you to get down first. What did you do? Drop your bombs on Bognor and dash for home?
That's about it, only it wasn't Bognor, it was Littlehampton, wasn't it, Sarge?
That's right, sir. All our bombs fell in the target area.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Teddy.
Should have got up.
What have you done to your wrist, Teddy?
What? Oh, that. Oh, it's nothing at all. It got in the way of a flamethrower I was throwing about.
Well, take off that handkerchief and let me have a look. You ought to have it seen to.
I'll take it along the MO tomorrow. Hello, Doris.
Hello, Ted.
Well, what sort of a trip did you have? Sergeant just said it was a proper muck-up.
Ah, he's prejudiced. I wouldn't let him shoot up a train he'd taken a dislike to.
It looked so blooming pleased with itself, puffing along down there.
Wonderful moon. You could see everything. Not even our navigator could go wrong.
Any incidents?
Turned intelligence officer on me, have you, Gloria?
Oh, well, you don't want to tell me, eh?
No incidents, Gloria, if you exclude the fact that we had half our tailplane shot away.
Wallowing about we were, coming home like a fat old woman learning to swim. Fair turned me stomach.
Catty, did you, Dusty?
Well, it wasn't so bad for you, sir, up front.
Oh, it's never the bad for the driver, they say.
Ah, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Mrs. Oakes. What have you got there for us?
eggs and bacon.
I'd be glad if you wouldn't shout it to the entire hotel. I'm infringing regulations.
Mrs. Oakes, I could kiss you from head to foot.
I trust you'll do nothing of the sort.
Eggs, Dusty, eggs. You know what eggs are, don't you? Or have you forgotten?
Well, you mean those round things that used to come out of hens in peacetime?
That's right. Come and sit down, Pat. I could eat a house. I could eat you, Mrs. Oakes.
Quiet. Sorry. Thought I heard a whimpy. Is the Count not in yet?
No, not yet. I think if you don't mind, Duchess, I'll go up to my room.
I can hear better from up there. Say, Johnny and me one of those eggs, won't you, dear?
You bet.
Any news of it, Sugar?
No, they're worried at odds. They were over the target 12 minutes before us, so they've heard nothing from them since.
I'll put the dish over here by the fire. If he comes in very late, knock on my door and I'll come down and make him some more.
As usual, I can't thank you enough.
Don't be ridiculous. I dare say some people would be glad to have the chance of doing it. I'm going to bed now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Oakes.
Me for bed, too. Good show, Broome. Glad to see you back. Good night.
Good night, Claudia. Come and sit down, girls and boys.
Right.
Did you see the takeoff?
Yes.
Oh, that crash was a bit of bad luck. It doesn't happen very often, you know. Plate, darling.
Oh, I don't want anything to eat. Thanks awfully.
On the level?
Oh, on the level. I couldn't, really.
Oh, all the more for us, eh, Dusty?
Well, sir, between you and me, I don't feel any too peckish myself.
Anything wrong?
No, sir, just that ride home. Of course, still feel it down in the old Derby cow. If you don't mind, sir, I think I'll go up and have a bit of shut-eye.
Poor old Dusty. I'm awfully sorry. I did try and keep her steady, you know, but it wasn't...
Oh, stuff me. Goodness, that's your fault now, I suppose.
Well, it is in a way.
Of course, stone me up the apple. Here, there ain't a skipper in the world would have brought us home safe tonight, bar him, and he goes and apologises for giving me stomach trouble. Cool, stuff me sideways. What a man.
Good night, Dusty.
Good night.
Good old Dusty. Don't you like old Dusty, darling?
Yes, Teddy, very much.
Darling?
Yes, Teddy.
I said, didn't you like old Dusty?
Yes, I said I did, very much.
Did you? Darling, I...
Yes?
Where are you?
I'm here, Teddy.
Where? I can't see. Pat, come here.
Teddy.
I want you.
I'm here, Teddy. Oh, God. Oh, darling.
Funny, I couldn't see you. I don't think I feel very well. It's nothing. I'm just a bit tired, that's all.
What are you looking for, darling?
My flask. Here it is.
Here, let me do it.
It twists sideways.
There. No, no, I'll hold it for you.
Cherry brandy. Very filthy stuff. Mm. Keeps you warm now. What are we doing kneeling down? We look as if we were praying or something.
Sit on the sofa. There. Come on.
God. What an exhibition. I'm sorry.
Do you feel well enough to go up to bed?
I feel well enough, but I'm not going to. With eggs and bacon on the old menu, what an idea.
But you're ill. You're not just tired. You're ill. I'm going to ring up a doctor.
I'll murder you if you do. Come on. Eggs. You watch me make a pig of myself. Oh, God. What are you doing?
I'm going to ring for a doctor.
Please don't.
I'm sorry, Teddy. I must. No, just go.
Don't pass.
No, it's much better.
Please.
Hello?
Do you want to get me chucked out of the Air Force?
What do you mean?
Put that receiver down. They always say a man should have no secrets from his wife, don't they?
Yes. Tell me.
All right. You know what's the matter with me? Funk. Just ordinary common or garden, plain bloody funk.
Oh, don't be absurd.
If a doctor examined me now, his diagnosis, whatever it is, it'd be simply this.
He's a bloke who doesn't like flying.
What about this?
Doc would say to himself, bloke's got the DFC, he must have been all right once. And he'd ask me, how many ops have you done, my lad? 17, sir. And Doc says to himself, bloke packs up, asks only 17, it's 8. Just couldn't take it, I suppose.
Oh, don't talk nonsense, Teddy. The doctor would say, this man's ill. Probably nothing to do with flying at all. He ought to have a rest.
A rest?
Well, what's wrong with it?
Nothing wrong with it. It's very nice for some people. Ground job, promotion probably. I'd have a fine time as a squadron leader admin at a training school, flaunting a DFC and shooting a line with the pupils. The only thing is, some of the pupils might wonder why I'd only done 17 trips before being grounded, and a few of them might guess.
In a case like this, nobody would dare say a thing like that.
Maybe my friend. They'd say, oh, yes. Teddy Graham. Not a bad bloke. I did like flying, that's all. And in my confidential report, they put grounded. Lack of moral fiber. That's the official phrase for no guts.
Listen, Teddy, there's no sense in all this. If you're too ill to fly...
I'm not too ill to fly. I fly all right. You heard what Dusty said?
Yes, but it may not always be like that.
It will always be like that.
What about your crew? Is it fair on them?
What's fair on my crew is my business.
It's their lives you're risking as well as yours.
I'm their captain. The captain? I wouldn't risk their lives.
You are.
Oh, no. Saw that kite on fire. I didn't think there were friends of mine in that. I thought that might happen to us. It's not very pretty, is it? Now you know it. Lack of moral fiber. I told you.
I'm glad, too.
Lend me a handkerchief.
Here.
God, what you must think of me.
Teddy, look at me. Why didn't you tell me all this before?
I didn't want you to know you'd married a twerp.
Oh, you damned fool.
Hey, one exhibition's enough for tonight.
I'm all right.
Thank God I've had the courage to tell you. I couldn't tell anyone else in the world. I couldn't. But you helped me, you see. So much.
I don't help you at all. I've never tried to. But how could I when you keep these things from me?
You do help me. Just by being... Well... You. And incidentally, by being my wife. It was you who got us home tonight, not me.
That's not true, Teddy. You're just saying that because you think I'd like to hear it. It's not true.
You try leaving me and see what happens. I admit you've got every reason to now. You must think you got married under false pretenses.
No. No, I don't think that.
Thank you, Pat. You know, I feel better now than I've felt for months. I feel almost well enough to cope with Mrs. Oakes's bacon and eggs. No, I spoke too soon.
They must be cold by now.
They are. I say, darling.
Yes?
Poor old Mrs. Oakes is going to be rather upset when she comes down in the morning and finds her precious eggs haven't been touched. I'd hate to hurt the old thing's feelings. I know. Oh, I'd forgotten about old Johnny. If anything has happened to him, be kind to old Doris, won't you? I'm not much good at saying the right things on these occasions. You know, we'd better leave his by the fire just in case.
Oh, what are you doing with those eggs?
I won't be long. I'm just going to have a look at the garden.
I heard his voice. He got back all right then?
Yes.
I'm glad.
Oh, poor Pat, you must have had a rough night. You poor darling.
No, don't.
Hello.
Hello. I'm glad to see you back.
Thanks.
What are you doing with that dish?
I've been burying 6 fried eggs and 12 rashers of bacon in a flower bed. Crazy type, you see, old Graham. By the way, it's broad daylight. Look.
Four o'clock, Geltis. Bar's open.
What? Oh, thank you, Percy.
Why does she have to have brass ashtrays? Takes me all morning to clean them. Bit of a dupe at the aerodrome last night, eh? Did you hear about it? One got shot down, taking off.
Yes, I saw it.
Did you? Cool, I wish I had. I saw the wreckage this morning, though. Burnt right out, it was. Horrible. Where was it last night? Do you know?
At 8 o'clock, news said it was the Rhineland.
Rhineland, eh? It were Rhineland last time they went. I knew something was up when they didn't come down to dinner. Flight Lieutenant Graham, he tried to fox me. Nothing on tonight, Percy said. Home, sweet home, tonight. I knew he was keeping something up his sleeve. Hey, Count went too, didn't he?
Yes, he went.
Oh, how is he this morning? All right.
He hasn't come back yet.
Not come back?
Of course, they may have force landed somewhere.
Oh, aye, that's what's happened. You mark me words. Count's not one to get himself shot down by those dirty Huns.
I'm afraid, though, Percy, if they had force landed, they'd have let Milchester know.
Oh, cool. I'm sorry, Countess.
It's all right, Percy.
I seen them go off night after night, and they honest got back. I never thought they wouldn't somehow. Of course, you'd hear it on the wireless. Some of our aircraft failed to return. Never thought it happened to us, though. Cool, it makes you think, don't it? Anything I can get you, Countess? Well, gin and lime or anything?
No, thanks.
Our seats on the house?
No, Percy. Tower or the same.
Any news, Countess?
No, not yet. The squadron leader's going to let me know as soon as he hears anything.
I expect he'll come back all right. Do you feel it cold in here, Countess? Would you like a fire?
No, thanks. It's a lovely day, really. Like summer.
I saw you admiring our garden, Mr. Kyle. How do you like it?
Very much. Is Mrs. Graham still not down?
No, I don't think so. I haven't seen her.
But it's nearly lunchtime.
Just gone 12.
I suppose you couldn't,
Couldn't what, Mr. Kyle?
It doesn't matter. I'll wait.
Countess?
Yes, Percy, what's it?
Bealey. An Indian god. I bought him at a fair. You hold him in your right hand, and whatever you wish comes true.
Oh. There. Thanks, Percy.
Oh, you keep him. It don't work if it's not yours.
Don't you want him?
No, you keep him. I've just been thinking. Kel could have bailed out over domicide. Then he'd be prisoner of war.
No, he's a Pole. I'd rather anything than that.
Oh, Miss, I suppose you're right.
I heard about your husband from Mrs. Oakes. I'm most terribly sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Kyle. But I've not given up yet. What I always say is, while there's life, there's hope.
Good morning, Kyle. Do you mind if I see the Countess alone for a moment?
No, not at all. If Mrs. Graham comes down, will you tell her that I want to see her most urgently? It's very important.
Right, I'll tell her.
Come on, dear. Let's have it.
Well, I'm afraid it may be rather a shock.
It's all right. I've had the shock. Tell us.
Your husband's aircraft did send out a signal this morning at approximately 4:25. It said simply, "Am forced landing on the sea." And then they sent out call signs for about 10 minutes, and the DF station's got a pretty accurate fix on them. And then nothing more was heard. Well, since daylight this morning, aircraft and powerboats, the air sea rescue chaps, have been out looking for them. And about half an hour ago, they signaled us that the wreckage of a Wellington bomber had been found within 3 miles of the spot fixed by the DF people. So, I'm afraid it looks... they're continuing the search. They had a rubber dinghy on board, and it's just possible they might have been picked up by some vessel which hadn't a wireless or any way of letting us know.
Better not to think of loopholes. I'm quite ready to face it. John is dead.
You're very brave.
That's the second time that's been said to me since last night. It isn't true. I'm just ready, that's all. Thanks for taking all this trouble, Squadron Leader. I know what a bind it must be breaking bad news to people.
I overheard what you said.
Hello, Duck.
Is it Johnny?
Yes, dear. They found bits of poor old S. Sugar floating in the drink. Looks as if he's bought it all right.
Is there no hope?
Officially, yes. Unofficially, she prefers to take the unofficial view, and I dare say it's better she should. Well, I must be going. Sunday papers haven't come, and I volunteer to go down to the village to collect them.
Is there a chemist in the village that's open on Sunday?
Well, we can beat one up for you if you like. Why?
I want to get some stuff for Teddy's wrist. Are you driving in? Will you give me a lift?
Yes, but do you mind waiting 5 minutes? I've got to dash up to the station first.
Oh, that's all right. Whenever you're going.
Well, I'll get cracking. How is he this morning?
A bit tired, I think. They had rather a shaky do last night.
Shaky do? Learning the old vernacular, eh? Well, I'll dash. Oh, by the way, Kyle's waiting for you in the bar. He says it's most important.
Oh, thank you.
Won't keep you long.
Pat! Pat, come back here!
Oh, Peter, I don't want to see you. I told
you. You're going to see me?
Not now. I'll come up to London. I'll see you there. I'll explain.
Explain what? 5 little bits of paper dumped on my bed with my morning tea, and you expected me to jump on the first train up to London and fade quietly out of your life, muttering it's a far, far better thing? Who's living in a film world? You or me?
I was coming to see you in London. I had to write it down because it helped me to think. I couldn't have said it. I can't say it now. I'm sorry I wrote it there, Pete. It wasn't awfully brave.
You really want me to take this letter seriously?
Yes, Peter.
This is how seriously I take it.
Oh, try to understand, Pete. I'm not doing this for fun.
Doing what?
Leaving you.
Oh, shut up, Pat. Don't talk nonsense.
I'm leaving you, Pete.
Why?
I've told you. Teddy needs me.
Do you think I don't?
He's my husband.
That's very good. In your letter, you say that it's your duty to stay with your husband. You did say duty, didn't you?
I don't know. I can't remember.
You did say duty. Your duty to him, or to me, or to yourself, or to your country, or to what? What does duty mean, anyway? I'm sorry, Pat. I don't understand.
I didn't think you would, Peter.
I know you don't feel anything for him. You told me so.
Did I?
What was it you found out last night?
I can't tell you. It wasn't only about Teddy. It was something that... Well, about myself, too. Something I didn't know before. I can't explain myself, Peter. I told you I wouldn't be able to.
I've got to try.
I can't. I can't.
You must explain yourself. You're leaving me. Why? You're leaving me. Do you understand what that's going to mean to me? This isn't some ordinary little intrigue that can be smashed in a second. This is something that's vitally important.
No.
What?
This isn't important. We thought it was, but it isn't. Not now, anyway.
one of the things I found out last night.
Pat, listen to me. You say you love me. I know that's true. I love you, too. But more than that, I need you so much that if you go away from me now, I just don't know what I'm going to do. That's not a lying, Pat. The sort of thing one says at a moment like this. It's true. I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, Peter.
Come with me, Pat. We'll go away. We'll forget about Kitty.
No.
Haven't you forgotten something?
What?
I'm desperate, Pat. I'll do anything in the world to stop you leaving me.
No, Pete, you wouldn't do that.
Where is Teddy?
Upstairs.
Will you go up now and tell him that you're coming away with me?
No.
Percy!
Hello?
Go and tell Flight Lieutenant Graham that I'd like to see him.
Yes, sir.
And tell him that it's important.
Yes, sir, I'll tell him.
I could deny it, you know.
It won't be difficult to prove.
Whatever you tell him won't force me to leave, Teddy.
Won't it? I think that's for Teddy to say.
You won't do it, Pete.
All ready, Mrs. Graham? I haven't been long, have I?
What? No, you've been very quick.
Flight Lieutenant Graham's in his butt, sir. Says he'll be down directly.
Right, thank you.
Well, we'd better get weaving or we'll find this chemist fella's gone for lunch.
I don't think Mrs. Graham's going with you after all, are you, Mrs. Graham? Mm-hmm. Didn't you say you had to stay in?
No, I'm not staying in. I must get that stuff for Teddy.
Well, I can get it for you quite easily, you know, if you'd rather stay behind.
No, thank you. I'd rather come with you.
Aunt Ella's all right if you treat her all right. There's nothing wrong with Aunt Ella.
Well, you don't have to live with her, Dave.
You need tact, Maudie, that's all. Just a bit of tact.
You need a frying pan, that's what you need.
That's the wrong attitude. What I say is... good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Nice day, isn't it? Here, where are you going, Maudie?
Up to our room. I've got me packing to do.
Heavens, Maudie, you don't want to pack yet. You've got loads of time. The bus don't go till one.
I don't want to miss it, Dave.
You won't miss it, Maudie, that I promise.
If I don't get packed, I will miss it.
But you haven't got nothing to pack, bar one night and a toothbrush. Women.
Mr. Carr?
Yes?
Are you good at languages?
Oh, I know French and Spanish and some German. Why?
Can you tell me what language this is written in? It isn't Polish, that's all I know.
It's French.
Oh, yes, of course. He spoke French like he spoke Polish. I suppose he thought it'd be easier for me to get translated.
It's from your husband?
Yes, he left it with me. I was only to read it if something happened to him. Funny, it's the only letter I've ever had from him. Oh, Mr. Kyle, you know French. Will you read it to me?
Do you mind? I'd rather not. Oh, very well.
Thanks, Mr. Kyle, dear. Sorry if it's a bother. If there's anything in it that's, you know, you won't tell anyone, will you?
No.
Of course you wouldn't. Okay, dear. Go ahead.
It begins... It will be necessary for you.
Doesn't he start with Dear Doris or anything?
No.
The French for dear is cher, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the only word I do know in French. All right, go on.
It will be necessary for you to translate... to have this letter translated. I do not yet express myself in your language well enough to say what I wish to say to you. I am not able to leave you without telling you what your kindness and devotion have meant to me.
Silly.
Since the murder of my wife and boy in Varsovie.
That's Warsaw. The Nazis machine gunned them just as they were leaving.
I did not think to feel... It's rather difficult, this. I think he means I did not think I would feel any human emotion again. That's not quite right, I'm afraid.
Oh, I know what he means. Go on.
I came to your country with only one thought. To continue the fight against the Germans until I myself found the death in battle which I, have sought for a long time. It was not always easy, living in a strange country, and would at first have seemed intolerable if I had not had the blessed good fortune to meet you, my beloved wife.
Cher?
No, bien aimé. Well loved.
I see. Go on.
I found in you what I had lost in Warsaw. I had thought forever. An understanding and a sympathy. Sympathy means something a little different to sympathy. It's rather hard to translate.
I think I know what he means.
An understanding and a sympathy so strong, powerful, that the words we neither of us could speak did not need to be spoken. I can only thank you with a full heart, and it is with real sorrow that I take my leave of you now. I would have so much wished to have repaid you for the sacrifice you made for my sake in giving up your career as hotel keeper.
Hotel keeper?
Hotelier.
I was a barmaid, dear. I was behind the bar when I first met him, the Crown of Pulborough. He came into the public bar one night and said he was lost, only nobody could understand him. I walked with him as far as where he was going. When he said goodnight, he kissed my hand. Came into the Crown a lot after that. Always the public, don't know why. Hotel keeper. It's Johnny all over. Sorry, dear. Go on.
I would have so much wished to have repaid you for your sacrifice by taking you with me after the war to Poland, where I might, in some very small measure, have been able to make a return to you of the material debt I owe you. The other debt I can never repay. Goodbye, my dear, dear wife. I love you forever.
Tough. I shan't forget the way you did that. Made it sound very nice. Oh, Mr. Kyle, that last bit, you didn't make it up, did you?
No, it's in the letter. You can get anyone to translate it for you.
Thanks, dear. Just so long as I know. Oh, what is this mess? A paper chase?
Oh, never mind. Look, I'll pick them up.
Waste paper receptacles are provided, Mr. Kyle. Besides, there's such a thing as salvage, you know.
I'm sorry. Look, it was terribly untidy of me.
Hello, you old dusky enchantress. We made rather a hole in your bacon eggs last night, eh?
By which you mean the sausages, I suppose.
Oh, that's right. The sausages. Delicious.
Well, I'm glad you liked them, I'm sure.
You wanted to see me about something, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, Kyle, shoot. Give us the 5-second burst. Go ahead. What do you got to say to me?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Nothing, just goodbye. I'm leaving this morning.
Oh, sorry to hear it. Percy told me it was something important.
You must have got it wrong. It's quite unimportant.
I say, I'm frightfully sorry. I didn't mean that, you know. I mean, you'll be coming down again, won't you?
No, I'm leaving on the Clipper within a few days. You won't see me again.
I wish I was a film star.
Do you?
Or dashing madly about all over the world, pursued by fans, making pots of money, glamorous females hurling themselves at you wherever you go.
It's not so much fun as it sounds.
Oh, not exactly a bind, though. Hello, darling. Did you get that stuff?
Yes. It wasn't what you asked for, Teddy, but the chemist said it was just as good. Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Miss Dolphley. Kyle's leaving us this morning, did you know?
Yes, he told me.
He's off on a Clipper in a couple of days. Lucky type, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, Mrs. X, can you get me a car, please?
Oh, yes, Mr. Kyle. When do you want it?
As soon as possible.
Oh, well, I'll do my best. Oh, he looks ill, Mr. Kyle. Is anything the matter with him?
Was that dinner you gave him last night, I expect?
Oh, indeed it isn't. I had the rissoles myself, and there's nothing wrong with me.
Oh, we haven't all got your cast-iron stomach.
Well, indeed.
Darling, you don't look any too well yourself this morning. Do you feel all right?
Oh, I'm all right. When will you be flying again?
Tonight, not for 2 or 3 days anyway. They'll be working on that tailplane of ours. Next time I go on a trip, I suppose you'll be back in London.
No, I won't.
Don't give me heart failure. You mean you're going to stay on down here?
Yes, Teddy, if you want me to.
Don't be an utter clod, darling, if I want you to. Gosh, how marvellous. How long do you stay?
For good.
For good? What about your new play? Aren't you starting rehearsals next week?
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm turning it down.
You'll give up the flat?
Yes.
I said, Pat, you're not doing this because of what?
No. No, Teddy. I want to stay with you. I think I'd better do your wrist now.
All right, nurse. I warn you, I shall scream.
Oh, dear. I'm not very good at this, I'm afraid.
You're much too beautiful to be good at bandaging.
Teddy.
Yes, darling?
You've been rather an awful fool, you know.
What?
We've been married nearly a year now.
You're telling me.
We don't know each other awfully well, do we?
No, I suppose we don't.
But unless you treat me more like a wife and less like a showpiece.
Showpiece?
Suggested that Flight Lieutenant Graham shall in future be permitted to mention his wife's name not more than... how many times per diem? 10, was it?
God. How did you hear about that?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I'll kill Gloria.
Well, you thought I'd be pleased. I was, too. In a way, but... well, you see what I mean, don't you?
Oh, tear me off a strip. I deserve it.
No, you don't. It's not really been your fault. At least it's been much more mine than yours.
Oh, darling, what utter bilge. It's not been your fault at all.
Oh, it doesn't much matter whose fault it's been, Teddy, does it? But... providing we both make a bit of an effort from now on. Oh, there.
Morning, sir.
Morning, Sergeant. How's the old town?
Oh, not so bad, sir. Feels hellish empty there.
Oh, needs refueling, I expect. Hello, Mrs. Miller. How are you this morning?
Oh, very well, thank you, Mr. Graham. Dave and I went for a walk and he showed me your Wellington.
What? How did you get it past the guard?
She only saw it from the road, so it's still out at dispersal.
Did you know that it's got a big hole in its tail?
Of course he knew, Maudie. He's only the jolly old skipper.
Yes, I know, but you told me that he sits up there in the front. He might not have known what was going on at the back.
Well, I don't usually, Mrs. Miller, but as a matter of fact, I did know about the hole.
Oh, well, I thought you ought to know, Mr. Graham. That's why I told you. It looks very dangerous, a great big hole like that.
Thank you, Mrs. Miller. You were quite right to tell me. We're going to have it seen to.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear it.
You must forgive me, wife, sir. I'm afraid she don't know much about aircraft.
That's all right, Dusty. My wife doesn't either.
I do know about aircraft. I know which are ours and which are theirs.
I wish Dusty, Dave, were as hot on aircraft recognition.
Yes, please, my wife at home.
Johnny, you old sod! Is it really you? Are you all right?
Yes, please, thank you.
You are in a state, Johnny.
Good show, Con. Old cook, old cook.
You're all covered in mud.
Good show, sir.
I'll call Doris.
No, don't. I'll go and tell her it's better.
Johnny, you wicked old... Poe. What in hell have you been up to? Tell us what happened, Johnny. Where have you been?
Please, we fall in the drink.
I know you fall in the drink. How do you get out of the drink? That's what I want to know.
Please, I tell you. Johnny! You old basket!
Are you all right? What happened? The whole of his ruddy crew are just piling off a lorry at the guardroom, all jabbering like monkeys, and the only thing we can make out of any of them is, please, we fall in the drink.
That's all we can get out of Johnny up to now.
Well, we haven't given him much of a chance yet, sir.
Quite right. Quiet, everybody. Now, come on, Johnny. The floor is yours. You fall in the drink. What happened then?
We land a bomb cake.
Pancake, yes.
We not hurt much. We go poof.
You go poof.
Oh, we go poof.
I got it. They inflate their rubber dinghy.
Yeah, dinghy, yeah. We row 3 hours. We see a light sign. Hola.
No good.
A pilot was having his lunch.
We row another 2 hours, then get out.
Get out? Out of the dinghy? Why?
We walk, please.
You can't ruddy well walk here in the ruddy water.
Yes, please. We walk into ruddy water.
Oh. The wide ashore, sir.
We see pheasant.
What's a pheasant got to do with it? You saw a pheasant on the beach?
Not on beach, by cottage.
Well, I still don't see what...
A peasant.
Yes, please, peasant. In cottage, no telephone. At first, peasant, not understand. He think we are parachute, think we enemy. But when he see Poland, he find another peasant with big motor. He drive us, I see telephone near road, I make to stop and try telephone the aerodrome. I say, Milchester, please 2-3. They says, please 3 hour delay, Winchester. I say, Milchester, please. They say, yes, please, Winchester. I say, bloody nothing, we go on.
And here you are, please.
Yes, thank you.
Good old Johnny.
Hello, Johnita. So you've come back to me, have you?
You worry, no?
No.
Ah.
Where have you been?
Please, I've fallen to drink.
I know, but what happened then?
My bus, I've missed it.
Oh, so you were.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Mrs. Miller. We can't bother about buses in a moment like this.
Oh, but I have to bother.
I'll drive you into Lincoln this afternoon.
Well, that's very kind of you, I'm sure, but I'm going to St. Albans.
Don't worry, Mrs. Miller. We'll get you to St. Albans if we have to fly you there and drop you by parachute.
Well, I'd rather have gone by bus.
Percy! This calls for the party of the century.
Right, the old guild. Cool, I'm glad you're back. Where have you been?
Please, he fall in the drink.
Percy, pints for everyone. We'll come and help you. Come on, Dusty. Come on, Gloria.
Good gracious, the Count. Well, it is a nice surprise. We've quite given you up.
Gin and lime for you, Doris?
Yes, please.
Well, come in the bar.
Oh, please, I am dirty to go in there.
You're filthy to go anywhere, Johnny, but I shouldn't worry just this once.
Come on, Johnny, give us a song.
Yes, come on, Johnny, and you.
Oh, no, please, I sing so bad.
Come on, Pat, you must join in this.
Well, I don't want to join the Air Force. I don't want to go to war. I'd rather hang around Piccadilly on the ground, living on the earnings of a high-born lady. I don't want to join the Air Force. I don't want to go to war.
That was Flare Path by Terence Rattigan, adapted for radio by Kenneth Morgan, in which you heard Basil Jones as Peter Kyle, Betty Bascom as Doris, Jane Wenham as Patricia Graham, and Anthony Hall as Flight Lieutenant Teddy Graham. Other parts were as follows. Sergeant Miller, Joe Stern. Maury Miller, Norma Griffin. Count Johnny Skrzydrowinski, Anthony Jacobs. Squadron Leader Swanson, Eric Anderson. Mrs. Oakes, Gladys Spencer. And Percy, Tim Seeley. The play, which was recorded, was produced by R.D. Smith.